98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Criminal charges now filed in New York against Luigi Mangione, accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan.
Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania earlier this month, ending a five-day manhunt. He allegedly waited nearly 1 hour outside a hotel in New York where UnitedHealth was holding its investor conference. He's now charged with first-degree murder as an act of terrorism. Prosecutors say the charge reflects a belief that Mangione killed Thompson to evoke terror.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The community gathered in Madison, Wisconsin last night to remember the victims shot on Monday at a K-12 Christian school. Police are still looking for a motive behind the mass shooting carried out by a 15-year-old girl who took her own life afterward. Even as Israel and Hamas inch closer to a ceasefire, the Israeli military has ordered another evacuation in central Gaza ahead of an offensive in the area. Prime Minister Netanyahu also saying Israeli troops will remain in Syrian territory indefinitely. This is ABC News. Influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate on the verge of losing millions. A British court this morning ruling police can seize about $2.5 million from frozen bank accounts to cover years of unpaid taxes. The brothers face human trafficking charges in Romania. Some Walmart shoppers in Texas are shopping alongside store workers who are wearing body cams.
Walmart says that equipping its clerks with police-style body-worn cameras is a safety measure, not an anti-theft initiative. But the National Retail Federation has posted a video warning business owners.
The retail industry continues to contend with increasing levels of shoplifting and violence, often due to the involvement of organized retail crime groups.
The NRF has said that body cameras have helped to de-escalate tense situations between clerks and customers because people act differently when they know they're being recorded. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And the Milwaukee Bucks emerging as the winners of the NBA Cup, the NBA's midseason tournament. The Bucks beating the Thunder 97-81. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, December 21st, from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., the Grinch will be visiting downtown Minocqua. You'll be able to find him at Minocqua's Gaslight Square, spreading holiday cheer and perhaps just a bit of mischief. You can join in the fun with a photo opportunity, an interactive visit, and a chance to see the Grinch's heart grow three sizes right before your eyes. Whether you're a fan of Dr. Seuss's beloved tale, or simply looking for a unique holiday experience, this event is sure to delight visitors of all ages. And don't forget, downtown Minocqua will also be offering lots of other fun and free activities as well, such as visiting with Santa and horse-drawn wagon rides at Dan's Fudge, and you can see the impressively large Christmas Train Village display at the train station shops. Once again, this is happening this Saturday, December 21st, from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Gaslight Square shops in Minocqua. If you recently purchased a frozen pizza, it may be in your best interest to check to see which brand you've got. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
You should conduct a frozen pizza check. Palermo's has recalled just over 1,700 Connie's Thin Crust Cheese frozen pizzas. They say it's due to potential plastic contamination. The impacted products were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. They've already been pulled from store shelves. If you've got one in your freezer, you should throw it out and contact the store for a refund.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in first place in the Western Conference, the youngest team in the league. But last night, the Bucks shut them down 97-81 to win the NBA Cup Championship in Las Vegas. Doc Rivers asked during the trophy presentation, when did he know that they had a chance to win the Cup?
I think we knew this. You know, we struggled coming out of the gates. No one here doubted what we can be and who we can be. And we just hung in there. We stuck together. And this is the byproduct of a team sticking together. But we still have work to do.
College football, add Will Pauling, the Badgers' leading receiver, to the list of players leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. In Green Bay, Matt LaFleur says one of his most improved players this season is wide receiver Christian Watson.
In every phase of the game, he's been A+. Guy is extremely intelligent. We can move him around. He rarely will have a mental error, and he's doing a good job of winning his one-on-one opportunities.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, Phillips and Chequamegon played boys basketball last night. Phillips got off to an early lead, led by as many as 12 in the first half, but Phillips came back in the second half, and the Loggers win at 73-65 last night at the Park Falls campus. The Rhinelander boys topped Ashland last night, 76-34. Mercer boys, they topped Butternut, 60-26. It was Bruce over Winter, 100-58. The Prentice boys topped Abbotsford, 78-63. Rib Lake gets a win over Athens, 79-60. And it was Wausau West beating Medford, 66-52. On the girls' side last night, area game, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser beating Ashland, 47-27. You had the Mellon girls topping Drummond, 47-37. Also, the Butternut girls get a win over Mercer last night, 41-22. The Winter girls, they topped Bruce last night, 62-57. In other girls' action around the area, Medford falls to Rice Lake, 69-62. The Lakeland girls continue to roll. They beat Wausau West, 72-23. And it was the Crandon girls topping Tomahawk, 55-37. Hockey at the Park Falls Rec Arena last night. The Northwest Icemen topped Team Seal. Final score last night was 5-2. And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carolyn Sue Hames, age 83, of Butternut, passed away on Tuesday, December 10th. Remaining to cherish Carolyn's memory are her husband, Jack Hames, her brothers, Mike Conaway and Tom Conaway, her sister, Patty Conaway Browning, her sons, Jonathan Schaefer Hames and Jason Drake Hames, her daughter-in-law, along with 4 grandchildren and 10 cousins. A memorial mass will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, December 21st, at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut, with Father Sajay Pazukathara officiating and Deacon Robert Shinnebeck will co-officiate. Visitation held at the church on Saturday, December 21st at 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Carolyn Sue Hames, 83, of Butternut. Joan Carol Peterson, age 84, of Park Falls, died on Sunday, December 15th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her son, Jim Peterson of Hazelhurst, by 2 grandchildren, further survived by 3 sisters, Linda Moszewski, Margot Gross, and Mary Kempf. Survived also by 3 brothers, Ken Kiefer, Jeff Kiefer, and Tom Kiefer. Survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Friday, December 20th at 2 p.m. Deacon Robert Shinnebeck will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Friday from 1 p.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Joan Carol Peterson, age 84, of Park Falls. Marlene Ellen Kaminsky, age 72, of Park Falls, died on Monday, December 16th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by 4 children, by Julie Kloss of River Falls, by Lucienne Anello of Watertown, further survived by daughter Belissa Reynolds of Milwaukee, and by Sally Pagel of Park Falls, also survived by 14 grandchildren, by 10 great-grandchildren, by 2 sisters, Roberta Burton and Patricia Aspel, further survived by 1 brother, Ronald Reynolds, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, December 28th at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation to be held at the funeral home on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marlene Ellen Kaminsky, 72, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Keyword this hour for our text to win giveaway is toy, T-O-Y. Man, we've had so many winners, including Carrie Sherwinski. I think Mary Whippy was our latest winner. Cash stays at Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. And everybody, every time you text in a keyword, it qualifies you for the grand prize drawings next week, giving away a couple of RoboVacs, a couple of espresso machines, a couple of sets of luggage, a snowblower, a humidifier. Just text us all you have to do from your Android or iPhone, the word toy. That's the keyword this hour, toy, T-O-Y. Get it to us, and let's see if we can make you a winner with our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. We have more snow on the way late tonight through tomorrow. 2 to 3 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down tomorrow evening. Today, clouds early, then partly cloudy with a high near 20. Snow starting late tonight and continuing tomorrow with a high tomorrow near 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18. 98Q Country.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. This down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day.
every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. You can find a chisel, I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
You wrote down every word. Goodbyes spilled out like it been rehearsed. There ain't no point in trying to change your mind. Seems like you got it all figured out. You're alright with the way this is going down. Don't tell me we could still be friends. Hang out on the weekend. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. I hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest. If you really believe that's the truth, you never loved me like I loved you. By the way you're talking, you would think you never had any real feelings for me. And if you think I could look across the bar, see you in someone else's arms, and I need you. Who do you think you are? Trying to tell me we could still be friends. Hang out on the weekend. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest. If you really believe that's the truth, you never love me like I love you. Always told me you never leave.
Makes you think I wanna hear you say.
We could still be friends. No, I don't wanna be friends. Stop telling me, stop telling me. Whoa, whoa. We could still be friends. Hang out on the weekends. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. Before get to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest. You really believe that's the truth. You never loved me like I loved you. You never loved me like I loved you. You never loved me like I loved you.
Everybody.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
98 Q Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? I'm talking true blue. Out in the woods. Down home. Country.
daddy, sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina, a bad mamma jamma from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Brother, she's country. Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Oh, show them how country girl does it one time now.
Breakfast, our real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling,
oh,
blue Christmas.
Oh, Elvis. The little sounds of the Christmas season. That didn't get any better than that. Brought to you by Northwoods Community Credit Union since 1953. Park Falls at Ashland. Also brought to you by Warga Auto and Truck Center. Highway 13 and Phillips. Hope you are well. A little dusting of snow here this morning. But we're going to see some snow tomorrow. They're talking maybe in that 3 to 5 inch range by the time the system moves through. That'll help you snowmobilers and you outdoor enthusiasts. I don't know if it's going to put us to the point where we're actually doing all that stuff. It could very well be. We'll see how it sticks, see how it adheres to the ground. Temperatures expected to be 18 today, 19 tomorrow and Friday, and really upper teens right through Saturday. Then a bit of a warming trend. We're peeking ahead to Christmas. And we mentioned this yesterday, temperatures probably 35 to 40 for high temps over the Christmas day and right through that weekend. So 18 the high today. We'll see a low of about 5 tonight with snow moving in. It looks like probably during the day on Thursday, actually Thursday morning. And that'll give way to kind of some lingering snow showers in the afternoon tomorrow. And again, 3 to 5 inches are possible when the system is finally out and through by later Thursday. So good news for you snow enthusiasts. Toy is our keyword, T-O-Y. Now, if you haven't been doing this, if you haven't been texting the keyword because you're like, Joel, the common phrase, I never win anything. I've never won anything. Well, there's probably some people on our winners list that probably used to say that. All these people won either $100 or an overnight stay at Chula Vista. Mary Whippy and Carrie Sherwinski were some of our most recent winners right here and on our sister station on Trail Mix 103.1. Brian Roush, Don Mongold, also can't read my own writing, Tom Sharp, Ron Brendelin, Jennifer Schulke, Lisa Dahlgren, all winners, and you could be our next winner. All you gotta do is put that Civic Media app on your phone. Just go into your app store, search for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. That'll put an app on your phone that'll allow you to listen to all the Civic Media stations all across the state of Wisconsin, including right here in Tromix 103.1. So then once you get that on there, you just tap 98Q, text TOY, T-O-Y. And you can use that, too, if you ever want to, like, request a song or something like that, or talk with the text the studio. You can do that through that app, too. T-O-Y, that is the key word to get us before 8 o'clock. If you do that, you'll be in for this hour's drawing. More to come at 11, 1, and 4, McKay in the midday. We'll have a couple of those, and Gray, another one this afternoon. Good game last night at the Park Falls campus. Screaming Eagles got out to an early lead. What did they lead by, like 12 at one point, I think, in the first half? Phillips came back to win it late in the contest, so the Loggers get the victory. Some good competitive games with our Merrillwood teams. Rib Lake has a nice team this year. Prentice, Phillips, and Shawamigan, both very strong. A little bit of a shifting of the basketball this year. You're seeing a lot of teams from the north beating or giving the teams from the south really good games. You're seeing the Marathon, Edgars, and Stratford kind of take a little bit of a step back from their elite status that they've been at for a lot of years. And a lot of our Merrillwood North teams are doing pretty well against them now. Good to see. And we'll have high school hoops, I believe. Oh, I just set myself up now for looking for my schedule because it has been... I've had one of those mornings here where the printer went down. The old TC load paper. Jam. I thought it was just a simple jam. I went in there. I grabbed the piece of paper. I was like, oh, I got the piece of paper. I put it over here. I put the drawer back in. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, there must be another piece of paper. So I opened it back up. I look. Oh, there was another piece of paper. So I pulled that out and I throw it over here. And then I put the drawer back in. And then hit the button and the beep, beep. And so I did what most high-tech people do. I unplugged it and plugged it back in and let it reset. And then tried to print something and beep, beep. And at that point, me and the printer started to have a discussion. It was a one-way discussion, but we did have a discussion. We did have a discussion. And now the drawer to the copy machine is now out of the machine, sitting on the counter. And I just don't have... If I'm going to fix something like that, it has to have my full attention. And you, my listener, you're the number one focus. So I can't be doing that. And then so there it sits. My fellow employees have been warned. We have high school sports coming up Friday. The Shawamigan boys are going to travel down to Prentice on Friday. And then over the break, we're going to have Winter Butternut Girls, I believe, on Friday the 27th. So check out the schedule, archive games, 98qcountry.com. College football, of course, if you haven't been paying attention, they're paying their players now, if you didn't know this. Name, image, likeness deals, and players are getting money. Some players are getting millions. Not a lot of the players, but some of the players are getting millions of dollars. And now you're seeing some of the teams, for instance, Marshall, the college, Marshall University. Is it a university? I'm not sure, but Marshall College. They made a bowl game. They had a pretty nice year. They won like 10 games, and now apparently a lot of the coaches have said that they are moving on to some other programs, and now a lot of the players have said they are moving on to other programs, and all of a sudden they had to say, you know what, we can't play our bowl game, so they're not playing the bowl game. And these guys, he's seen this with the transfer portal and such, that players... they see the money out there, and they're like, if I don't jump on it right now, I'm not going to get my money. So they jump on it, and then the bowl games are being brushed aside. And there's that's the only one I know of where the team canceled their bowl game appearance. There's others where key players have bowed out of playing in bowl games because of the transfer portal. They used to do it because they didn't want to get injured for the draft. Now it's more about NIL deals for other teams. They've got to figure out a way to get that transfer portal under control. They need to have a window, or there's got to be something, because guys are transferring in the middle of seasons and stuff. It's just not good. The Bucks win the Emirates Cup last night. So what does that mean for the Bucks players? So every single Bucks player, I think all 12 on the roster, I'm not sure how deep it goes, $514,000. That's pretty nice. That's a little... I mean, you look at the Bucks roster. There's not a player on the Bucks roster that's making less than $2 million a year. There's a couple of guys that are teetering like 1.8 or so, but most of them are $2 million or more. So, I mean, just throw aside the fact that they're making a crazy amount of money. Most of these guys, Giannis is making almost $50 million, as is Dame Lillard. Both of them. Dame Lillard and Giannis both have the exact same salary, $48,787,676. Good thing they didn't round it in one way or the other. But that's how much they're making. So they got another $514,000. That's chump change for them, for those two. They don't care. But the guys that are making $2 million a year, well, that's a quarter of their salary. Could you imagine whatever you make per year, all of a sudden somebody wrote you a check for one quarter of your yearly salary? That's the game's... You could see it that I think Giannis was playing more for the bench players than he was for himself. He was just like, this money means a lot to my teammates and stuff like that. And he was very focused. It was fun to see the Bucks get that Emirates Cup. If you don't know what the Emirates Cup is, the NBA now has an in-season tournament. That's just kind of a weird format. And the Bucks ended up being one of the teams that won the games they were supposed to win. But now, of course, the question: the Lakers won it last year, and then they barely made the playoffs. So it's a good news, bad news thing. The Bucks win it, but now it's just like, okay, we put out all that energy to win the Emirates Cup, which no one will ever remember, and other than the $514,000, $722.33 that each player gets, nobody else is going to remember that we won the Emirates Cup. We want to win the big cup. So the Bucks are a little bit banged up moving forward from this point, but still fun to cherish that victory, fun to see Doc Rivers and Giannis Antetokounmpo celebrating that. I'm just looking at the salary. You know, the NBA salaries are so top-heavy. I mean, it just, you get the one or two guys that are making $50 million, and it drops off pretty fast. It drops off. I mean, the five or six or seven guys that are in the rotation are all making $10 million plus, but then you get anything past the seven or eight guy on the bench, and those guys are, you know, they're hardly paying their rent, $2 million a year. Who can afford that? a couple million. All the like Gary Trent and Taurean Prince, both of those guys making $2 million a year basically for practicing is what they're doing. Not a bad gig if you can get it. We have reality radio coming up, some good local stuff. I think we're going to talk with some folks from His House of Hope. Also, I believe the Flamble Bible Church I see on the list here. See, we have a list of, this is reality, and I don't have a problem with this. This is reality radio, is that reality radio is exactly what I thought it would be, is that I kind of have an idea of what's going to happen, but reality is I really don't have an idea what's going to happen. Many times people will come in, and I'll be as surprised as you are that they're a guest on the show. But we got folks from Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce, I believe, stop by. We're going to talk about the Team SEAL alumni hockey game. Jordan Koski is going to join us to talk a little bit about that. If you played hockey here in Park Falls for the Park Falls Phillips co-op team, going to give you some info on that game, which is coming up on December 28th. Turned into a very popular game, popular event. We'll talk a little bit about the Park Falls Chamber, some of their events going on. We'll see what else and who else shows up. The final reality radio, I just realized that this morning when I came in, because Christmas is on a Wednesday and then New Year's is on a Wednesday. So this will be our last reality radio of 2024, coming up after 8 o'clock. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. Let's do that right now at 24 before 8. It's 7:36.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Criminal charges now filed in New York against Luigi Mangione, accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan.
Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania earlier this month, ending a five-day manhunt. He allegedly waited nearly 1 hour outside a hotel in New York where UnitedHealth was holding its investor conference. He's now charged with first-degree murder as an act of terrorism. Prosecutors say the charge reflects a belief that Mangione killed Thompson to evoke terror.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The community gathered in Madison, Wisconsin last night to remember the victims shot on Monday at a K-12 Christian school. Police are still looking for a motive behind the mass shooting carried out by a 15-year-old girl who took her own life afterward. Even as Israel and Hamas inch closer to a ceasefire, the Israeli military has ordered another evacuation in central Gaza ahead of an offensive in the area. Prime Minister Netanyahu also saying Israeli troops will remain in Syrian territory indefinitely. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's a Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, December 27th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the North Lakeland Discovery Center invites you to join them for their annual free Winter Family Play Day. There will be a number of outdoor-based drop-in activities and fun for the whole family. Activities include winter scavenger hunts, snow critter building, campfires, indoor crafts, and horse-drawn sleigh rides sponsored by the Manitowish Waters Visitors Bureau. Registration is not required, but it is encouraged. Call 715-543-2085. Once again, that is Friday, December 27th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 14006 Discovery Lane in Manitowish Waters. Lean on trusted friends to avoid being scammed this holiday. Here's Lisa Hale.
Don't be a victim this holiday season. Before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin to unsolicited emails or texts, reach out to someone you trust, like your financial advisor or institution, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verve, a credit union.
Before you do anything at all, before you take the money out, before you transfer anything, before you go buy gift cards, feel free to reach out to your financial institution. No matter what financial institution it is, we're looking to help you. Talk to us. We want to help you. We want to be your partners in all this so you don't feel taken advantage of.
Wheat says the most common holiday scams are fake charities, look-alike online stores, gift card scams, and holiday vacation scams.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in first place in the Western Conference, the youngest team in the league. But last night, the Bucks shut them down 97-81 to win the NBA Cup Championship in Las Vegas. Doc Rivers asked during the trophy presentation, when did he know that they had a chance to win the cup?
I think we knew this. You know, we struggled coming out of the gates. No one here doubted what we can be and who we can be. And we just hung in there. We stuck together. And this is the byproduct of a team sticking together. But we still have work to do.
College football, add Will Pauling, the Badgers' leading receiver, to the list of players leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. In Green Bay, Matt LaFleur says one of his most improved players this season is wide receiver Christian Watson.
In every phase of the game, he's been A+. Guy is extremely intelligent. We can move him around. He rarely will have a mental error, and he's doing a good job of winning his one-on-one opportunities.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, the Butternut girls get a win last night, led by Kendra Pritzel, who had 14 points. Freshman Gianna Nearing, 13 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 steals. And the Butternut girls win over Mercer last night, 41-22. The Mellon girls beat Drummond, 47-37. It was the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser girls topping Ashland, 47-27 last night. Winter, the girls, they beat Bruce last night, 62-57. On the boys' side, Phillips Loggers overcame an early deficit of 12 points, and they come back in the second half to beat Shawamigan 73-65 last night. We'll have that game archived with Steve Jetlin for you a little later on here this morning. The Rhinelander boys, meanwhile, they beat Ashland last night 76-34. The Mercer boys top Butternut 60-26. Yet Bruce topping Winter 100-58. The Prentice boys beat Abbotsford 78-63. Rib Lake tops Athens 79-60. And Wausau West boys a winner over Medford last night 66-52.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more snow on the way late tonight through tomorrow. 2 to 3 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down tomorrow evening. Today, clouds early, then partly cloudy with a high near 20. Snow starting late tonight and continuing tomorrow with a high tomorrow near 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
98Q Country.
And our keywords brought to you by Ron Ernst Lumber of Fifield since 1971. Your place for building and hardware needs. Thanks to Ron Ernst Lumber for sponsoring our text to win. Toy is your keyword. T-O-Y. Toy. You got till 8 o'clock to text that to us through the Civic Media app and be in for the hourly grown-up gift list contests with 98Q.
And go, go, go. Better listen to me. He's alone, low, low.
no good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoe.
98 Q Country.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time, thinking about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I wouldn't have to wonder if you miss me the same. I'd be loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over.
Guys, Old Dominion and 98Q Country. Keyword this hour brought to you by Ronner's Lumber of Fifield. Since 1971, for all your building and hardware needs, Ronner's Lumber. The keyword is TOY, T-O-Y. You've got until 8 o'clock to text that to us. Otherwise, you're out. You'll get nothing. You'll lose. Good. Hang on. If I was somewhat organized this morning, a good morning show would have had this right away.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Watched a documentary on the life of Gene Wilder a couple days ago. Very good. Very good. One of my favorite movies, Willy Wonka. Anyway, TOY, T-O-Y, is your keyword. Get that to us before 8 o'clock. More keywords to come at 11, 1, and 4. We've just been handing out money and overnight stays at Chula Vista Resort, and we want to make you a part of our winner. At the very least, you know when you text the word, even if you don't win that hour, you're going to be in for the grand prize drawings, which will be announced early next week, of Robovacs and espresso machines and luggage sets and a snowblower and a humidifier. I'm not going to give you my electric shovel. That's mine. I bought that, all right? That's not on the list, all right? Okay. Bought an electric shovel a couple days ago. You know, repower, a rechargeable battery on that. It's not really a... It's not really a Tim Allen Home Improvements grunt. It's not like a rar, 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 because it's really not that powerful. But it is pretty cool. All the years of my life that I've spent, you know, shk, and then over the shoulder and shk, and over the shoulder, and now it's just like, woo! Oh, it's a thing of joy.
Oh, Santa here. I'm taking a break from my busy schedule at the North Pole to visit Northwoods Harley-Davidson on Saturday, December 21st from 11 to 2 p.m. Bring the whole family for a free meet and greet with yours truly. Photos and holiday cheer, lots of fun. While you're there, check out Harley-Davidson apparel, accessories, and maybe treat yourself to a shiny new ride for next year. See you at Northwoods Harley-Davidson on US Highway 51 South in Arbor Vita. Ho, 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 don't miss it.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favorites, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Yeah, toy is the key word. You got about 7 minutes to get that to us through the Civic Media app to be eligible for this hour's prize. T-O-Y, toy. Let's get some sounds of the Christmas season brought to you by Forward Bank and Park Falls and Phillips. They bring you the sounds of the holiday season from the Ronettes and 98Q Country.
Together with you.
snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Showed me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave.